Hello, and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2025. You know, Christ taught St. Thomas to believe in a God we can't see or hear. And by his doubt, Thomas taught us that we can't see or hear God if we choose not to. Instead, we 21st century Thomases have surrounded ourselves with high-volume, high-visibility gods that make us deaf and blind to the one who is true. This Sunday's readings teach us that just as invisibility is not the absence of God's presence, true silence is not the absence of God's voice. Our free will is key to God's wisdom, making a home within us. But we'd better reach for that key soon, because this world is rapidly building for itself a multi-room condominium for a demigod called artificial intelligence. AI multiplies and manipulates varied experiences, serving them up to a multitude of isolated consumers along a worldwide web. True wisdom requires communities of individual consumers to be one with God, and thus be unified in their service to each other. We can only find that unity with God's help. But the very technology invented to unite the world has made us blind and deaf to God's Spirit in each other. Walk any busy street during lunch hour, and you'll see people looking down at their devices rather than up at other souls sharing the street with them. Sunday's Gospel reading shows us this is not new. Technology is only the newest way we deal with our oldest enemy, fear. In Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan from Luke chapter 10, we see a priest and a Levite walking down a street, choosing to be blind and deaf to the needs of a fellow soul who's in trouble. Too bad they didn't have portable information devices to blame for not helping this stranger. Fear was the only scapegoat that could bear their guilt. By contrast, by bearing this unknown and beaten brother to safety, the Good Samaritan conquered fear and the guilt it always brings. We moderns can prepare ourselves to face fear of service by realizing the author of this parable was the scapegoat who bore our beaten souls to safety. Such a realization is born of a quiet wisdom that artificial intelligence won't and can't offer. As Moses implies in Sunday's first reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30, God's wisdom is not up in the skies above us or across the seas separating us, but within each human heart. God gave us the power to make this Holy Spirit visible and audible to each other by embodying it, as Christ did. As Paul tells us in Sunday's second reading from Colossians chapter 1, Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, and in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. Saint Mother Teresa taught the modern world where to start any search for our silent, invisible God, and she was able to do it even in the noisy slums of Calcutta. Look within. Face God in prayer and silence, and God will speak to you, she suggested. Then you will know that you are nothing. It is only when you realize your nothingness, your emptiness, that God can fill you with himself. Souls of prayer are souls of great silence. The sound of silence can make God hearable to each of us nothings. We can then go out and make God real to a world burdened by the artificiality of artificial intelligence. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.